on the back, it didn't say it's fixing the wall. Now, the idea is to cover the entire hole like that and then use compound right over. But I don't want to use all of this metal, so I'm going to make this patch a little bit smaller. All right, now that I've cut the strip, I'm just going to stick it right on the wall over the hole. Now, if you are going to do the joint compound, take the cover off for you.
Okay.
And what I want you to do is, first of all, feel the difference in weight of that.
Oh, it's a lot heavier. Yeah.
It's a lot
heavier. It's a lot heavier.
All right, so now what I want you to do is to narrow the trowel to get it out of the bucket. Get plenty on. Okay. Perfect. And now just drag it right across the metal, anywhere you want. Right into the wall, right across. Push right in. Now let's take this for a trowel. What I want you to do is lightly drag it across the wall like that.
Okay.
You don't want to take it all off, but I want you to lightly bring it across the wall, starting it as flat as you can.
Okay.
Now what I want you also to do is keep this side of the trowel tight to the wall, bring the trowel out about 16 to 18 inches, and then drag it right across.
Okay.
So right up tight to the end of the trowel. Right and right across, you don't stop. Perfect. Okay. I'll catch it. I'll do the same thing here. On this time, you keep this side tight to the wall. You can slide up by 16 to 18 inches. Yeah, all right. You're good.
Now that's it?
Yep, that fits the mouth.
It seems kind of thin.
Well, it is thin, and I like to put on light coats and build it up. A lot of people think that they should put it on real thick and expand it. A lot more work to do that way. Maybe not.
Oh, okay.
So what I want you to do is wait till tomorrow. This will dry. Put a couple more thin coats on. Once that's dry, you may have to sand it lightly with a primer on. Paint. Then we could go.
Okay, I will. I think it was better already.
All right, I'm going to leave you that compound. So you'll have plenty to do. Well, Tommy, you're a good teacher, but you know what? I think she's got the talent. She sure does. I can get her on the job site. So these patches are great. I mean, not only they make it a different size, because we saw that you could cut them to the size you want. It's still got holes.
Right.
If you fill that hole with a lot of drywall, you'd have to wait a lot longer for it to dry and roll some crack. You have to use a tape. So these are great, although I've seen you patch drywall, not with the patches, but by actually cutting a good drywall for the patches.
Exactly.
But let me show you right here. If you have a wall like this and you have a hole in it,
there is no hole.
Oh, all right. So you have a hole in the wall.
Now you want to patch.
So you have to cut a patch to fit that hole. Well, that can be really tricky, all right?
On a regular level.
Right. So now what I want to do is I actually want to cut a piece of drywall a little bigger than the hole that's in the wall. Now I'm going to take that piece, I'm going to hold it up in the wall. I want to mark the orientation so it's over the hole. Trace it. Now I cut around the lines with a jab saw, making the hole just a little bit bigger than the patch that I want to use. This piece of wood I put in here is a backer to screw my patch to the wall. Once the patch is in the hole, I need to tape around the perimeter of the crack. Then I cover the tape with the joint compound. You just want to keep it nice and thin and build it up after it dries.
All right, that was a good fast time. You definitely have to
touch. Okay. All right, well, we'd love to hear from you. You better stay in the meantime. So, next time, Tom Silver.